A few years ago, Steve Davis was trying to work through a puzzle. The outreach worker for a health clinic in Greene County, north of Kinston, was having mixed success convincing migrant workers to accept free medical care. Several of those immigrants were instead seeking out a traditional healer or curandera. In rural Mexico, curanderas tend to the sick when a doctor is beyond their geographic or financial reach. Steve Davis began to visit one curandera in his area. He noticed how her approach to patient care differed from what he knew.
Me, if I had a headache, I took an aspirin. But maybe it was coming from something that was really causing a lot of stress, and unless I addressed that stress, I was going to keep having headaches and still having to take a pill every day for the headache because it was always going to be there with the stress. She treated people and not symptoms, and that was a big difference.
Now, he's her apprentice. The curandera, Doña Inoveva, is teaching Davis about herbal cures, rituals, and talking with patients longer than the standard 15-minute office visit. Doña Inoveva says she sees about half a dozen patients a week at her home in a trailer park. When we visit, she's babysitting some children who aren't much shorter than she is. She takes one of them aside to demonstrate one of the first cures she performed half a lifetime ago in Mexico. It was to treat the sunken crown of a baby's head.
Se pone agua en la boca. Se pone agua en la boca y...
With water in her mouth. And she'll take her mouth and put it on the sunken part and kind of suck it up, but not at any point does any water leave her mouth and get on the child's head. Like this. You'll see. She's got water in her mouth now.
Okay. She puts her lips to the head of her granddaughter, a young girl who smiles at the sound. If she were a baby, Doña Inoveva says, this would help raise the crown of her head. Many of the cures her parents passed down to Doña Inoveva require the herbs and plants growing outside her trailer. There's spearmint and rue, an occasional petunia growing near the 5-gallon paint buckets she uses as rain barrels to save money on her water bill. At one end of the trailer sprouts a plant like a hollyhock. Doña Inoveva brews a tea from its flowers to help pregnant women cope with gastric distress. Not far away, facing the afternoon sun and the highway, a cactus grows.
Con cilantro, con cebolla, para comer.
Un remedio también, ¿no?
Bueno para la.
They'll actually eat them. They cut it open, take out the little prickly parts, and actually just mix it with some cilantro and cook it up, and what it'll do is it drops, makes the blood sugar come down naturally. It's really good for diabetics.
That said, the curandera says she knows her garden and tradition can't cure all her patients' ills, nor her own.
She said, when she knows that nothing here is going to work and she really gets scared, that's when she goes to the clinic.
Her own seizures center there. In rural Mexico, a healer would use the blood of a woodpecker. In North Carolina to treat that condition and her arthritis, she gets prescriptions at the clinic Steve Davis works for.
Yeah, actually, under one of those, that'd be great.
Just as Doña Inoveva draws from different realms for her medicine, so do other healers.
Well, so we breathe big deep breath. And
A few miles away, in an exam room in Greenville, Dr. Janice Darty presses a stethoscope to Mitch Stroud's chest. After his military service in Vietnam, he developed asthma, and he tries to fend it off with herbal supplements such as Kela. He practices Tai Chi, too, and tries to stick to an anti-inflammatory diet. Dr. Darty is checking to see whether his regimen is helping his lungs keep up with North Carolina's August air.
Cough once more. Yeah, you're a little bit tight. It's time to start your inhaled steroid back. You're not wheezing, but often when people aren't wheezing, when I ask them to cough, and you can hear that they're a little bit tight. So, yeah, it's that time of year. It takes about a week to fully kick in.
Stroud agrees to take the medicine, even though he says it aggravates his high blood pressure. He's trying to treat that and his asthma with regular exercise and ingredients from the kitchen spice rack. Turmeric and ginger, he says, have helped more than his lungs.
I also have osteoarthritis in my right hip because I got fractured when I was in the Marine Corps. And at one time, I had to stop running because of the pain. The turmeric helps with that. The ginger helps with that. And the glucosamine. And when I run, I have no pain. I think chronic conditions, these approaches work really well. But if I get in a car wreck, I want to be sent to a emergency room where they're going to do standard Western medicine.
Stroud says he's had a hard time finding a physician in his city who respected this integrative approach until he came to Dr. Darty. Her views have evolved.
When I first graduated from medical school, it was, oh goody, here's what's in my black bag, and if I just learn to use all of this, then I'll be able to help folks with what their concerns are.
During a quarter century as a physician, her medical bag expanded. She performs medical acupuncture and doesn't shy from herbal remedies.
I learned a lot of this through my patients who said, I'm seeing a kinesiologist about this and she has helped me. Or I'm seeing someone who's treating me with herbs. And I learned from watching what my patients did, what their successes were, and said, oh, I can do that.
Darty heads the Division of Pre-Doctoral Education at East Carolina University. Integrative medicine is not a formal part of the curriculum at the medical school, but it creeps into classroom discussions.
What do you know about garlic and vitamin E? How do they work? First of all, do they interfere with blood clotting?
Turn garlic a little bit.
Where would you look that up? Yeah, where would you look it up?
NIH website.
8 second-year students, would-be family practitioners, are working through a scenario. A patient is afraid to take a prescription blood thinner because a relative bled out. He wants to take garlic and vitamin E instead. Dr. Darty says the students could look up the efficacy of the supplements in a National Institutes of Health registry, but she acknowledges that many doctors wouldn't even consider that.
What a lot of people get from their doctors is there's this medical chauvinism thing that you see is that, you know, you're nodding your head. Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen?
Just that not wanting to accept new things sometimes, even if there's evidence.
Yeah. Okay, if I don't know about it and I'm a good doctor, then it must not be right. And that's literally what you'll see people say. You know, they're not interested in learning about some of these other things.
Later in her office, Dr. Darty says she does notice more med students are willing to consider alternative therapies. That may prepare them for the rising number of patients who try or at least ask about herbal cures that they read about on the internet. Increasingly, doctors may help figure out which claims about these supplements are true and determine how herbs and other treatments interact with prescription meds. The way they integrate all this information might create a new standard for treating chronic health conditions. I'm Melinda Pencava, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.